God we sing praise.
FM 90.3, WJTL, Ryan Ellis, Heart of the Father. Hi, good morning and happy Tuesday to you. Kaylin and Fred with you at 7:03, and tonight is the request show. It's coming your way from 8 until 10.
Yes, the request show happens from weeknights from 8 to 10. You get to help the program, the music on WJTL. Kaylin is your host Monday through Wednesday. Email, Facebook, or call your request to Kaylin tonight between 8 and 10. It's the WJTL request show, sponsored by Refreshing Mountain Retreat and Adventure Center.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Brian Smith, is here. Brian, the executive director for Lebanon County Christian Ministries. Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
It's always great to have you here.
It's always great to be here.
Anybody want to give a shout out to this morning?
I should probably say good morning to my wife.
Go ahead.
That's all. Good morning, babe.
Yeah, you're a busy guy. You're not only doing Lebanon County Christian Ministries, you work with the Red Cross. I know with Hurricane Debbie, they've already contacted you to make sure your vehicle's ready to go and that your team is ready to go.
Yeah, we're blessed. My wife and I, you know, besides just our careers, we like to give back. That's one way we can do it, is volunteering. And yeah, it looks like Debbie's wreaking some havoc. And
yeah, somebody's going to get in that vehicle and get ready to go.
Somebody's going to get it, maybe.
Yeah, so Lebanon County Christian Ministries. I remember when you were here last time, you were talking about your market and just changing some of your verbiage. You guys have sort of also focused in on what you're doing as a mission and as a vision. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in our mission needs to really say what we're doing, and we need to stick to it. I try to avoid mission creep. I call it mission creep, and really stay focused on why we're here.
Right.
And it was time for us to kind of relook at where we're at. We're redoing a strategic plan that was just approved, and the mission statement was one thing that we wanted to say, hey, we think we're going to drop one piece out of it and tweak it a little bit.
Yeah, tell us about it. How have you changed it?
Yeah, so the mission statement now reads that Lebanon County Christian Ministry shares the love of Jesus through food, shelter, and connections to promote well-being in a healthy community. Clothing used to be part of that. And we're going to go through a transition. We're transitioning our clothing bank out of our shop. And it's going to allow us to create like a domino effect of new and great ways to serve in a better way. But we'll still do clothing as something that we provide support with. But we're partnering with Jubilee, a local nonprofit organization, where we can buy some gift cards. They're discounting them for us. And for us, it really engages dignity and empowerment for individuals then to go to a store just like you or I would. And nobody knows any different. Right. You're not leaving my building with a shopping bag, you know, or a grocery bag of clothing.
And I love that you've done that with your market as well, taking it out of the food bank or food line where you're coming in and we're handing you a bag of groceries, to where you're sort of giving them a voucher and they're coming in and going shopping in your market. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So that's part of this whole domino, is that, you know, folks are lining up, they're coming inside, they're walking through the market, fresh produce, fresh, high quality foods. But one of the things that we've identified is that the space is just too small. And right on the other side of the wall was where our clothing bank was, that was double the size. So the transition is going to be moving our market as the second phase of this into that new space. The current market will become a connection space where our guests, instead of waiting outside in line, will be able to come inside. We're going to engage community partners who will be there to network with them. It could be to enroll them in SNAP benefits or other healthcare needs, just a place for community to happen. You know, one of the things I talk about often when I do sermons is community is two things becoming one. And that's what we want to be, is that space. We're bringing people together to be, you know, really be united together. And then it just continues to be a new opportunity for us over and over again.
And where is that space? Where's that location?
Yeah, so we're at 7th and Locust Street in the city of Lebanon. We're just down from the Wellspan Good Samaritan Hospital. And we have a huge, you know, it was an old sewing factory warehouse, and beautiful space there that we get to serve our community.
Any stories come to mind about how God's worked through you guys?
Yeah, you know, we've, a couple of our different programs have been blessings to individuals in our Uplift program. One of the full circle moments has been that one of our guests that had joined us 18 months ago and did a 9-month life change walk with our life coaches has completely, now 18 months later, is now serving in a local prison as a life coach to ladies who are leaving incarceration. So to watch somebody come full circle from seeking some guidance and assistance, going through those processes of goal setting, achieving those goals, and now on the backside impacting other lives, I think that's really what we're looking for, is the one that can impact impact another five, and those five can impact 25, and that growth goes from there.
Love that. You guys have an event that's coming up that folks can be a part of to support what you're doing. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we do have a homeless shelter in the month of August. We've done this Hurdles to Housing. It's a virtual fundraiser, so folks can go online. And then we've decided that after last year's first Five Loaves 5K, we're going to do a second annual Five Loaves 5K. My dad joke is, you know, we're going to raise some dough.
Five loaves, right? 5K.
Good work.
Love that.
So yeah, that'll be here at the end of August.
Very cool. If folks want more information on that or anything that you're doing, they could visit you online.
www.lccm.us.
And we'll talk more with Brian about the Hurdles to Housing and the Five Loaves 5K coming up. So we invite you to stick around. In the meantime, check it out, lccm.us. Royal Taylor, Capital Kings, Apollo LTD, and more on the way.